This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you've tuned in listening for Bradley, he's off today, and I'm filling in for him. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about, that I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God, and I'll be filling in for Bradley today. Live here from the U.S.-occupied great state of South Carolina, and I'm hearing we might hear snow, have snow next week. It's been kind of nice here, but it looks like that's what we're going to have. If you would like to call in anytime, we're going to have a couple of guests. One is on the line. We're going to get to him shortly. The number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out online at sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and also we're on Facebook at those addresses. And if you want to follow Bradley on Twitter, it is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. You heard at the top of the hour that there was legislation to be possibly signed into law that is supposed to be, quote-unquote, the strictest laws against abortion if that happens. Well, my guest today will put all that to bed, because these guys are of the same mind as the Sons of Liberty, and that is that you do not regulate abortion. You abolish it. You remove it. You see it as a criminal action. It is murder of another human being. And on the line with me, I have with me my brother in the Lord. He attends the same church I do. He is with Personhood South Carolina. Travis Childers is joining us live here from South Carolina. Travis, it's good to have you on the Sons of Liberty. Travis, you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
We don't have Travis.
Can you hear me?
Anybody?
Are you here?
Somehow I'm not picking Travis up.
Hello, Tim.
Okay, I'm not hearing him.
Tim, I'm here.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Thank you, Travis. Thank you for joining us, man. Sorry about that. A little technical problem there. Good to have you on the Sons of Liberty.
Thank you so much, Tim. So glad to be here with everybody today.
Yeah. Good to have you. Now, we've got a bill down here in South Carolina that's referenced as the Personhood Act of South Carolina. And this has been going on for some time that they've been trying to push this through. This would basically make abortion illegal. It would have some criminal aspects for those who are involved in it as well. Is that correct?
Well, the bill S-217 is the Senate bill that is being considered in the South Carolina General Assembly, and it is referred to as a personhood bill. The bill itself does not contain criminal ramifications, simply because that's not the scope of the bill. But certainly, yes, the intent is to abolish abortion, to issue a direct challenge to Roe v. Wade, And obviously, if you are guilty of murder, which we're saying abortion is, then you would face the same penalties as current law provides for any other murder. So while those provisions are not precisely part of S-217, that is the natural result, absolutely.
Yeah, and that's the funny thing. I've dealt with some people who say, well, you can't guarantee that life begins at conception. You people are crazy. What about the life of the mother and stuff? And some of those things, the issue of the life of the mother is dealt with in here. In fact, I believe the wording is, I've got the thing in front of me and I had it pulled up to where I wanted to read, but it was very specific in saying that the doctor's responsibility, should there be a life, you know, a threat to the mother's life, is to provide care for both the mother and the child. And if in the process one of them dies, whether it's the child or the mother, the doctor's not at fault over that, but he is to work to save their life, correct?
Well, that's correct. I mean, if we're asserting, as we definitely are, that a unique individual created in God's image comes into existence at the moment of fertilization. So, you know, current science tells us categorically, there's unique DNA for that new individual person at the moment of fertilization, conception. And I use both of those words because there's been some attempts to redefine conception in the past, but we're speaking specifically of the moment of fertilization. If, in fact, there is a new unique person there, that person has all the same rights to life that the mother does, and so we view them as equal before God, and we would wish for physicians and expect for physicians to give equal care to both. Absolutely.
Right, and that just seems very natural, especially considering some of the findings that the General Assembly states in here as they recognize the Declaration of Independence and the fact that it acknowledges that all persons are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that it acknowledges that the personhood is God-given, as all men are created in the image of God. I mean, this is very pre-revolutionary kind of stuff that's being written here, that it's very biblical in its statement. It is not this watered-down stuff that we're getting from the quote-unquote pro-lifers out there in America today. This is stuff that goes back to our foundations, which is contained in the Scriptures.
Absolutely. Our goal as Personhood South Carolina is never to go out and attack others who want to protect innocent unborn life. What we do want to say emphatically is that if you are not calling for the protection of all unborn life, regardless of circumstances of conception, regardless of the health of the child that's in the womb, then you really don't have, it's really not fair for you to lay claim to the term pro-life. We view pro-life as being a term that has been misused of late, and we're sorrowful over that. We want to see the church and Americans in general repent over claiming to be pro-life when they continue to say it's okay to kill some babies. We just find that utterly reprehensible and unacceptable.
No, I agree. And I think that when I'm saying about the regulation and stuff, what we're talking about is the church itself, we need to repent. Travis, we're coming up against a break. On the other side, we'll catch you on that. Hang on, folks.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. On the line with us, we have Travis Childers with Personhood, South Carolina. And Travis, just before the break, we were talking about this bill recognizing our foundations and the Declaration of Independence, pointing to our Creator. All of these things are based in the Scriptures, which is a good thing that we're seeing here in this piece of legislation that's being put here in South Carolina. And, you know, this is going to tie right in. We're going to have, hopefully, Dan Fisher is going to be able to join us here in a little bit. It's going to tie right in with his gubernatorial run there in Oklahoma, because that really is his platform there. What do you think about how is it? Doesn't this just coincide with what he's doing there?
Oh, Tim, I think so. Listen, Dan Fisher blesses my heart every time I hear him speak. I'm so encouraged. We have prayed and prayed for years and even decades now that God would raise up statesmen, men that would stand in the gap and that would proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. So I praise God for Dan Fisher and his doing that. You know, we're very thankful here in South Carolina to have a city governor that has, I think for the first time, in the history of South Carolina, at least, been willing to say, pass personhood legislation. All life begins at conception. We need to eliminate abortion. We need to be the people that are leading this charge, and South Carolina needs to lead the way in seeing this happen. So we give thanks for Governor Henry McMaster's stance on this issue. We have every reason to believe that if we're able to get this bill to him, that he will sign it into law. Our attorney general has promised that he will enforce the law. And, of course, you and I both know that means going up against the big boys in Washington, and that's exciting to us. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know there's some people down there in South Carolina that I've met and dealt with, and even some young guys. I mean, we've got Josiah Madison down there. He's a very young man, very principled, has shown incredible integrity down there as a representative there in South Carolina. And so there's reason for people to be hopeful. When people talk about millennials and this kind of thing, they need to understand that there are, you know, God is doing something there among our young people too. And we, you know, not just our governor and attorney general and some of these senators who are pushing this bill, but also even among many of our young people that God is raising up and using them for his glory in this area as well.
Oh, amen. When I first met Josiah Magnuson, I could not believe that he was running for a House seat. He seemed like he must have just graduated high school. But he is an extremely sharp, well-read individual. Josiah probably knows the Constitution, certainly as well as any of our representatives and senators down there, and certainly better than most. He is committed to liberty. He's committed to virtue. That's something that he speaks of often. And so he very much encourages us and is working with us. When we get this bill over to the House, we'll certainly be depending on Josiah Magnuson and others to pick up the torch and carry it on and get it passed on to the governor's desk.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be doing that. I was down there with him and Evan Mulch to fight against the Article 5 convention a couple of years ago there at the State House. And the first thing when I met him, which was several months before that, I got the same kind of vibe that, man, this guy, he's something else. And then he said he's going to run for office. And I'm like, well, we'll back you, man. We'll give you some support there. So that's really good. Now, if people want to find out more about what you're doing there, maybe they're in South Carolina and they're interested in this and they haven't heard about it, but they need to hear about it. Or maybe they're in another state and they want to take up something like this. They want to take what you guys are pushing there and they want to use it as a template for their own state. How would they get in touch with you, or how would they be able to access this? I mean, I can point them to scstatehouse.gov, and they can pull up the bill there, S-287, or 217, excuse me. But how is there a website or anything they could get in touch with you or other people?
Absolutely. Our website is simply personhood.sc. So you can find us on the web. You can read all about the bill, the amendments. You can see where we are in the legislative process. For example, right now we are needing 8 more senators to come on board for supporting cloture to avoid the filibuster when it does hit the Senate floor. So personhood.sc will keep you up to date. On Facebook, Personhood South Carolina, we're very active, updating daily and sometimes more than once daily. Sign up, check our volunteer list, and you'll get our daily emails and calls to action. And, of course, there are links there to support us financially if people chose to do that as well.
Okay. All right. Great. Now, hopefully I'm going to get the call from Dan here going into the break or so. But did you happen to see, and this is something that we talked about just a little bit, I think, before the previous break. Did you happen to see, it was former Oklahoma Senator Randy Brogdon, and it's a support video for Dan Fisher, but just how he spoke about how, you know, the pro-life movement has been basically regulating the abortion. They're thinking they're doing a good thing there. I'm not saying that they have ill intent or anything like that or any malice, but, you know, he put forth a thing. I think it was maybe a little, I wouldn't have done it, but he put forth the thing about the legislation about having mothers have an ultrasound. They're forced ultrasounds before they have an abortion. And, you know, you could tell he had really been convicted by that, because he said, you know, even though we passed that legislation, quote, thousands of babies continue to be murdered right here in the state of Oklahoma in accordance with my. And the guy about broke down. And there's this genuine contrition and repentance, and it was so fresh to see from somebody who had been a public representative. And I think that's what we're needing. We're needing, you know, a move of God to bring us as a people to repentance. And if we would but repent, you know, that's where everybody quotes Chronicles. If we would, as God's people, repent, then God says he would bless us, he would heal our land, he would do all of these things. I didn't know if you got a chance to see that, but that's sort of what, you know, I see little pockets of that throughout our nation.
Tim, I saw the video. I think I even shared it to my my personal page on Facebook. You know, people often ask us, well, what are we doing? What is Personhood South Carolina doing? What's your main focus? And I think it can be summed up with the attitude of what I saw in Brogdon's video, which is true heartfelt repentance. I mean, he was dressed in a polo or a button down or something, but he might as well have had sackcloth and ashes, because he came across to me as a legislator that acknowledged, hey, I've been complicit. You know, these in South Carolina in 2016, 5,736 babies were murdered in the womb. And I heard Representative Brogdon saying, I participated in my state in allowing this atrocity, and it can't happen any longer. You know, we have senators that claim to be Christians, that claim to be pro-life here in South Carolina, that are opposed to personhood for various reasons. And our prayer, our fervent prayer, is that we would see them become Brogdons and repent of their wicked ways and seek to uphold all of God's law.
Yes, I think that's the thing. I think we're wanting to not just save babies, we're wanting to honor God. That's really the issue, isn't it? Because Paul says in Romans 1 that people wouldn't honor God, and so God turned them over to all these different kinds of sins. And, you know, our goal should be that not just to save babies, that's a part of it, but our goal should be that we truly honor God as the Creator, as the one we're accountable to.
Tim, I don't want to see one more baby ever die as a result of abortion, but I can tell you that I firmly believe if we save every single baby and there's never another abortion from this moment forward, and we don't kiss the Son, and we don't acknowledge God and give him the glory in the way that we do it, that all we're doing is saving those babies for destruction. And God forbid that that happen.
Amen, amen. I appreciate you joining us. We're up against the break here, Travis. You can find Travis, Personhood South Carolina, right, .com?
Personhood.sc.
.sc. All right. Thanks so much, Travis, for joining us. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious largest meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you've tuned in listening for Bradley, he is off today. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm filling in for him, and we left Travis with Personhood, South Carolina, and on the line we have with us gubernatorial candidate for Oklahoma, Dan Fisher. And Dan, it's good to have you back with the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, Tim. It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. I'm glad you could join us today. We just got finished talking with Travis. He is working with the Personhood South Carolina here to pass. You know, we were listening at the top of the hour to the news, and they were talking about a quote-unquote pro-life bill that would be the strictest in the land, which still allows for children to be murdered in the womb up to 15 weeks.
Yeah.
And yet, you and Travis and me and Bradley, we all have the same mindset that says that's not strict enough because it doesn't protect life. It encourages murder. But I wanted to bring you on to kind of give some update, and maybe you want to speak to the person who issues things like that.
Yeah. Well, Tim, it's my honor. I know your listeners are probably thinking, well, what does an Oklahoma candidate have to do with people in South Carolina or wherever they're listening to us? Well, I think we have a major impact in what's going to go on. If I get elected, I'm running on an abolitionist ticket. And if we're successful, it's going to send ripples out across the country. I think it's going to send the signal to a lot of other states, hey, guys, look, you can run on an abolitionist ticket. And, you know, even if we don't prevail and I actually don't win the race, which obviously we're planning on winning, but if I don't, we've still been able to do what I'm not sure has happened much around the country, and that's for a bona fide, legitimate gubernatorial candidate to run as an abolitionist. So it's going to have a direct impact on the other states. As far as the personhood thing, you know, Tim, the problem is, and I know you know these figures as well as I do, but over 98% of the abortions that are performed on babies before the 20th week. And if you've ever seen a 3D ultrasound of a baby at 17 or 16 or 20 weeks, no one in their right mind would look at that and call that a blob of tissue. That it looks just like a baby, and no one would call it anything but that. So in my mind, you know, you have all these heartbeat bills and pain threshold bills and personhood. And, of course, I respect the personhood idea because, you know, we're really trying to say these are people at conception. But, you know, for me, I've just come to the place where I'm an abolitionist, and I'm working for the full and total abolition of abortion. In the 45 years since Roe v. Wade, since 1973, there's been over 240 laws that have been enacted across the states, pro-life laws, but abortion is still legal in all 50 states. And, you know, we've tried the Supreme Court avenue since 1970. We've actually had a Republican-appointed majority on the Supreme Court that entire time. And they even had a chance, you know, a few years ago to reverse Roe v. Wade. Instead of reversing it, they doubled down on it. So I think there's ample evidence to show that the only way that we're going to end abortion is a state, which hopefully will then be followed by numerous other states, just stands up and says, you know, it was never the authority of the Supreme Court. It was never within their jurisdiction. And so we're going to end it. And I think that is where we are now. 60 million plus babies murdered since 73. I mean, my goodness, how much longer are we going to toy around with trying to nip around the edges? You know, it's sad.
No, it is. It is. And this is one of the things I was talking about with Travis and his bill, was his went right back to our founding documents, Declaration of Independence,
yeah, sure,
life, acknowledging the Creator, and the Creator is the one that gives life. And so that begins at conception. And so, you know, that's a lot different than a lot of other bills that I've read, because it goes back to our foundations.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, and I'm not familiar with his bill, so none of my comments were really directed
sure
at Travis and what he's working on. You know, it's just that in general, we've been trying these creative ways to end abortion without just saying, look, we want to end abortion. And I just think it's time. It probably way past time, certainly, but I just think it's time. You know, Tim, if we had used the same approach to ending the Nazi concentration camps and the Holocaust in the 1940s, if we had used the same technique and strategy then that we're using on abortion today, there would still be concentration camps in Germany. We'd just be highly and heavily regulating them. But there would still be concentration camps. And so obviously then we decided that it was just a total defeat of the Nazis was the only thing that was acceptable. And so that was the strategy that we pursued. So I just think that's where we are, and that's what we need to do.
Yep. No, I agree. I think we're all of the same mindset. We want to stop the murder of babies, and we want to, I don't know, use the term re-educate the public to let them understand that there is a Creator, that He established when life began, not us. I mean, He established
it. Right. Yeah.
And so we want to point people. But one of the ways we're going to have to do that is, obviously, we have a long road to hoe in the education system and getting government mainly out of that and allowing parents and encouraging parents to do what God told them to do. And that was for them to teach their children as they're walking, as they're getting up, as they're laying down, all these things. Now, I did an article, I think it was last week. You guys had a video out. Former Oklahoma Senator Randy Brogdon, and leaving the pro-life movement, becoming an abolitionist. I know he's making that distinction there. And I was telling Travis, I said, I was so moved in watching it, because here's a guy who passed legislation that would force women, you know, to have an ultrasound. I'm not for any of that kind of stuff, but force them to have. But he thought he was doing something good.
He said,
even though it passed, thousands of babies continue to be murdered right here in the state of Oklahoma in accordance with my, and he was shaken. I mean, it was very real.
Yes, he was.
And he said, I repent. And, you know, I told Travis, I said, this is what we need among our men today. Those who name the name of Christ, we need to be the ones saying, I repent. I turn from my sin. Even if it's not this direct thing I thought I was doing what was good in my own eyes sort of thing.
Sure.
We need true repentance, not a revival. We need repentance.
No, that's exactly right. And repentance will bring the revival. You know, Tim, I was a pro-lifer from way back in the earlys when I was on staff at First Baptist Church, Fort Smith, Arkansas. We were working closely with Dr. Jerry Falwell. And back in those days, the moral majority was really hitting on all eight cylinders. And Dr. Falwell would fly in and out of Fort Smith, and we'd have events with him and all. And, you know, back in those days, we all called ourselves pro-life because we thought that meant that we were all for ending abortion immediately. I've come to know, though, after having served two terms in the Oklahoma legislature, that when most politicians tell you they're pro-life, it doesn't mean anything. Now, maybe at a personal level, they think it's wrong, you know, but they're not going to do anything to end abortion. They're going to pass these little peripheral bills so they can go back to their districts and say, hey, I voted for such and such. But in the long haul, that bill really doesn't accomplish anything. The abortions still continue. In Oklahoma, we abort about 20 babies every business day, totaling some 5,000 or more a year that we know of. And that's in a really conservative, relatively small state of 3.9 million citizens. And under our present Republican pro-life governor, the number of, I refuse to call them clinics, I call them killing centers, but the number of abortion clinics have doubled under her watch. And, you know, it's the pro-life people mostly are honest, like Randy Baldwin, and he thought, you know, he was doing the right thing, but he's come to understand that he should have been pushing for the abolition of abortion, that ultimately these little peripheral efforts, they just put little roadblocks, but they don't stop the abortions. They continue. And, you know, so here we are 45 years later, 60-plus million dead babies, and it's time to quit playing the game. And plus, the politicians, they're using the pro-life moniker. That's how they get reelected. That's how they get conservatives to vote for them, even though they themselves aren't going to do a darn thing to end it. They're just going to talk.
Yeah, and they get money from it, too.
Okay.
And, they use it to keep themselves in business, as you were. And I'm sure there's probably some organizations who do that, too. They want it to continue on because if they don't have a fight, then they're out of business.
That's right.
That's not to impugn legitimate people who want to see abortion ended. But that's just a fact of the matter. Okay, look, we're going to go up against a break here in about a minute.
Okay.
And if you can hang on, what I want to do is maybe we've been on the abortion issue. I want to ask some other things because I want people to get into, okay, who is Dan Fisher? What does he do? And I know one of the things that you've done is you've written a book on the Black Robe Regiment. And again, this goes back to our foundations. This goes back to the foundation of America. And you not only wrote a book and put it out there for sale, but you go around and you're raising up, as it were, God's using you to raise up a new generation of a Black Robe Regiment in the pulpits by teaching them what their forefathers used to do, what they used to teach, how they used to practice what they believe, right?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Okay, all right. Well, we've got about 20 seconds. You want to tell people where they can find you online if they want to support you?
Let's do that, and then at the break we can come back and talk about that in detail. Yeah, they can go to fisherforgovernor.com to find out about my campaign, and they can go to Dan Fisher, B as in boy, and then RR as in race. .com. That's Black Robe Regiment. So that's where they can go to find what I'm doing with the Black Robe Regiment.
Okay, hang on, and we'll see you on the other side of the break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right. Okay, welcome back. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, final segment here. We're on with Oklahoma gubernatorial candidate Dan Fisher. And before the break, I said we're going to jump over to something unique that you won't find, I don't think, in any other candidate out there that's running for any other office in the country. And that is a man who teaches history, specifically the Black Robe Regiment. If I can read just one thing that Dan had written, just to let people understand sort of what this is. He wrote, on Sunday morning, January 21st, 1776, Pastor John Muhlenberg climbed into his pulpit in Woodstock, Virginia to preach. In his black clerical robe, the traditional dress of 18th century preachers, Muhlenberg preached from the third chapter of Ecclesiastes. He read how there is a time for all things. There's a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to harvest. And then his voice began to rise as he said, there's a time of war and a time of peace. There's a time for all things, a time to preach and a time to pray. But there's also a time to fight. And that time has come, or now come. And he did something his congregation didn't expect. He took off his clerical robe, revealed his colonial officer's uniform beneath, and then stepped down from his pulpit and challenged the men of his congregation to join him in the fight for liberty. And you're basically doing that for people, for pastors today, aren't you?
I am, Tim. You know, one of the things that your crowd may not know, I'm also a full-time pastor. I serve a congregation full-time. I have been preaching since I was 16, and I've been a full-time pastor since I was 24. I'm 58, so I've been a full-time pastor for 34 years. And I've also served a couple of terms in the Oklahoma legislature. And I've traveled literally all over the country. In fact, we, a few months ago, were over in your part of the country and did an 8-day tour of events over there. So, yeah, I go around in period costume and with a full multimedia sound effects, imagery, and a little mini museum that we take with us. I become some of these men. I become Muhlenberg and some of these others out of history. And I tell the story of a time when the church in America was the tip of the spear when it came to defending liberty and defending truth. And these guys led the men of their churches off to fight. And they were called the Black Regiment by the British, who hated them. They blamed the war on the preachers because these guys had been preaching this stuff in their pulpits for years. And so when the war finally started, they became incredibly active. You know, Muhlenberg, kind of interesting, he had served in the Virginia House of Burgesses there in Virginia with George Washington and Patrick Henry. And it was those two who actually recommended that Muhlenberg be commissioned as a colonel of the 8th Virginia Regiment that they were raising out of the Virginia colony. So he led those guys all the way through the war. His statue is in Statuary Hall in the Capitol there in D.C. today. He's even in the picture of the surrender ceremony of Cornwallis there at Yorktown. So he is just kind of the quintessential black robe preacher. But my gosh, it was preachers from every denomination. Some of these guys were killed on the battlefield. Some of them died on prison ships. They faced hardships that, you know, most of us can't even imagine. So that's a part of our history that our church needs to know, because today pastors have become very timid and afraid of offending members of their churches, and they don't want to get crossways with the IRS and, you know, you name it. And so they censor their message. And, well, that was not true of our founding generation at all.
No, there was a tremendous courage there. It didn't mean that they didn't have their fears, but there was tremendous courage because they had their convictions, and they said, you know, we can't stand before God and man and proclaim one thing and not act on it.
No, that's exactly right. You know, there was a place where they drew a line in the dirt, and they just said, you know, we're not going to back up any further. And they had exhausted every opportunity they felt that existed to try to, you know, make peace with Great Britain while becoming independent colonies. And the king and the parliament just would not relent. And so they declared their independence. And then, of course, the British fired on the Lexington men there in Lexington, Massachusetts, who, by the way, were led by a preacher and a deacon. A preacher's name was Jonas Clark, and the deacon's name was John Parker. And so that first little skirmish between the Americans and the British took place on the churchyard of Jonas Clark's church. So, you know, it's just things that we've never been taught about our history that maybe if we knew, I don't know, maybe we'd act differently.
Well, I think that we've seen ourselves go the way of the nations. You know, God brought Israel into the land. He said, you know, remember to do these things. There in Deuteronomy 6, he says, teach your children these things so that when you're in the land and you've got all this stuff that you got, you're living in houses you didn't build, you've got vineyards, yeah, you know, that you didn't, all this stuff, that you don't forget me. And America has gotten fat, dumb, and happy, and we have forgotten God. I mean, we acknowledge him with our lips, but our hearts are far from him. And so when that happens, we're doing what I said before. We're doing what's right in our own eyes. We think God is happy with it because he hasn't rained down fire and brimstone. And yet we're in large measure, the church is largely clueless to the fact that God says judgment often comes by him just letting us go in our sin. Yeah. And if we can't see that, there is some real spiritual blindness there. And, you know, we need, as was said there, I think it's in the third chapter of Revelation, where we need him to apply the salve to our eyes. That we can see these things that you're talking about. And if people want to check some of that out, Dan's got a book. You can pick it up at Amazon, other outlets. Bring Back the Black Robe Regiment. That's volume one. Now, are you writing a second volume?
No. And that's what I want to clarify.
Okay.
People were begging us to put a book out. And so we put out a two-volume series, but it wasn't finished. And we were really hesitant to publish it, but they were just hammering us everywhere I went.
So we actually put an unfinished work out. We knew it was too much. And so we have actually, that's not even available anymore. We have a second edition that's a condensed one volume version, much better written. The illustrations are kind of condensed, and it's just a much better book. In fact, when we get finished here, Tim, if you will give me your mailing address, we'll put one in the mail to you. But if they want to, get that book, the best place to get it, just go to my website, danfisherbrr.com. We also hired a movie company to make a full-blown Hollywood-quality docudrama where in period costume on location. I tell the story, and we have actors and have a little movie at the front of it, and we have reenactors on battlefield. So it's a pretty cool docudrama, and they can also go to the website and get a copy of that as well. It's a ministry. It's a part of my church, and so the money goes to the ministry.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate that. Well, one of the other things that I want to touch on, are there some other issues that you're running up as you're campaigning? Are there any other issues? We've got about 3 minutes before the end of the show.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Are there a couple things you want to tell people about that you're really getting attacked on, or that you're really having to hammer besides the abolition issue?
Yeah. In fact, they're hammering me on everything. You know, I'm very anti-establishment. I've seen what these so-called conservative Republicans actually do when they get elected, and it's a disgrace. That's why I walked away from the legislature. I could have served 3 terms easily, but I just walked away, Tim. I just was in frustration. But anyway, you bet. What I'm running on a four-plank platform. Abolition is the first thing, and it creates the acrostic ASAP. The second A is, the S is state sovereignty. States need to reassert their sovereignty. Either the states matter or they don't. And if the states don't matter, then let's admit it and just say, well, we're governed by Washington and what they say goes. Or South Carolina matters, Oklahoma matters. The second A in ASAP stands for audit everything. It speaks of shrinking government, actually shrinking government, by doing a full-blown audit. And then we start cutting agencies. And our government's bloated just like the federal government is here in Oklahoma. And we need to get rid of the duplication and the waste and the corruption. And then the P stands for proper government. Jefferson says the role of government is to protect our rights, among those life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, not to take care of us from cradle to the grave and get in every corner of our lives. And so I'm running to restore proper government and get the government out of the stuff it's not supposed to be in. So really, Tim, to be honest with you, I'm being attacked on all four.
No,
opportunity offender.
Well, no, and some of your greatest enemies probably come from those who claim they're your friends.
Oh, sure. Yeah, there are many, quote, conservative Christians that are just attacking me on the abolition stand, others on state sovereignty. You just can't believe the lack of knowledge that's out there. It's astonishing.
No, I see it. When I write articles, I get comments. I see it. People's lack of knowledge. Dan, we're up against the break here in about 30 seconds or so. So I want you to take time, give people your websites and where they can pick up your book and where they can support your campaign.
Be glad to do it. Tim, thanks for having me. If they're interested in my campaign, even if they can't vote for me in South Carolina, they can contribute if they'd like. FisherForGovernor.com is my campaign address. And then if they're interested in the book and the DVD, just go to Dan Fisher, BRR, for Black Rope Regiment, BRR.com, and they can find out where we're going and what we're doing in the book and other things. And, man, I just appreciate so much you having me and letting me share a little bit.
Yeah, we're glad God's raised you up, Dan, and that he's using you in that capacity. And, folks, in 23 hours, we'll be right back with you. So tune in tomorrow. See ya.
Yes, we are the Sons of Liberty.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to goberkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.